gracious and almighty God, our dear Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving us in spite of. Thank you for just putting up with us, looking beyond our faults to see our need. I thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul receive a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent on the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good that you love the Lord enough to feel his joy. We know it's nobody but him that keep us. And we can't thank him enough. If we just said thank you 10 in the morning, it still won't be sufficient for what he have already done for us. Thank God for our miracles. We still saying, if God be for us, who can be against us? This number 6 message. If God be for us, who can be against us? Number 6. Turn your Bibles to Philippians, if you will, 3:13-14. Philippians 3:13-14. Paul writing, he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Paul said, I don't understand everything about it, but he knew one thing. He had fought hard. He had fought long for his God. And in heaven, he had a crown, a prize, waiting for him. I thank you all to fight hard for Christ and alone. He got some waiting for us that we can't fully understand. But we know it's nothing but joy. Nothing but peace. No more sickness. All that waiting on us. And if God on your side, who can be against us? Who can be against us? And my brothers and my sisters, heaven is the prize for which God called us to have to reach our home. But only through Jesus. Only through Him. You can't get there, but only through Him. He already told us He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to the Father except by me. But you have a goal. We have a goal to reach a prize. A prize. When we get home, we have a prize. Paul is not saying that he is perfect, number one. But he is reaching the state of completion of a Christian. I haven't arrived in a sense, but I'm still pressing on. He pressing. It's a pressing time sometimes. Satan be at you all kinds of ways, but you got to keep pressing. He want a good finish. Now I think for what God done for us, we ought to want a good finish for Him. I think what God done for us, we ought to show up big down here for Him. Since we can't pay Him for what He already done, I think we ought to put all we got in it for Him down here. Paul said, I work hard, I work long, but I got something waiting on me at home. A prize. A crown. Waiting for me. I want a good finish. Everybody say a good finish. I want a good finish. Paul is saying, I am not working for salvation. Now, let's get that straight now. I'm not working for salvation, but rather for a prize. The prize, the crown of righteousness, the award prize. I'm not working for salvation. But all of us gonna be before God and we'll get crowned for our work, our labor. But for us conversion, for us I said salvation, I got that. But I'm working to get to the finishing line. Crown of righteousness. Hallelujah. Paul, get your Bible. 2 Timothy 5 and 4. 7 and 8. Hallelujah. Crown of righteousness. I think you ought to do all you can for the Lord. While you can. When you begin to look around and see what the Lord done, already done for you. Get you to thinking, God, He really don't have to do nothing for me. And I think you ought to put in a good fight for Him, since He don't put in a good fight for us. Read, Paul.
I have fought a good fight.
A good fight.
I have finished my course.
Yes, Lord.
I have kept the faith.
I fought a what? A good fight. Well, who was he fighting? You got to first get rid of self. Because I don't find out self is a mess. Self always wants to be satisfied. We got to learn how to die to self if you're going to follow Jesus. Many times, folks right now can't give God no time because self done got in the way. That's right. Yeah. Deny self. If you're going to follow Jesus, there's a lot of denying self. Paul said, I fought a good fight. It takes somebody who been really fighting it all to talk like this. I fought a good fight. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. What kind of fight you fighting? for the Lord. Paul said, I fought a good fight. And not only that, I have finished my what? Getting close to him to go home to be with the Lord. I don't finish my course. God Almighty. I have finished the distance that God wants me to go. The distance. Course is what? A distance. I don't got to the distance that he's what far he wants me to go. I don't finish my course. But the main thing I done what? Kept the faith. I done kept the faith. The faith. You got to have some faith. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And Paul telling us, y'all ought to be like me. God Almighty. Take my pattern. I fought hard. Fought hard. It wasn't easy. I fought hard. Wrestling with the devil all kind of ways, day and night. Even things in my flesh I had to wrestle with. God Almighty. And I told God to even move it out of my flesh. He said, no, let it stay right there. If you let it stay there, it'll keep you humble. Paul had some kind of type of illness, but wherever it was, God didn't move it. And that's what we got to understand, my brothers and sisters. Sometimes God has things on us to keep us at our feet. Paul said, if you just move this thorn out of my flesh, I'll show you what I can do. No, you'll be in my way. You be looking at yourself rather than looking at me. That's right. So I put some in your flesh. Now watch Paul. Paul, number one, look what God showed him. Paul saw so much that other disciples didn't even see. Paul even died and went to heaven and came back. Now, if we do some stuff like that, we'll get lifted up in pride. Listen at Paul now. Paul said, if you move this out of the way, I can do more for you, or all you'll get in my way. Sometimes you know, if sometimes we tell God, my leg hurt all the time. If you don't move it, just let it keep hurting. Why, Reverend Walker? It'll keep you on your knees. It may keep you from going to the night spot. You can't twist like you used to twist. See, God knows what he's doing. If you're the child of God, he said, those who I love, I chase. I don't give you a long rope where you can go where you want to. I'm going to keep a knot on you because I know what you'll do. You don't know what you'll do yourself, but God said, I know what you'll do. So I had to put a knot on Paul to keep him humble. But he fought a what? And he done what else? He kept the faith. He kept the faith. God Almighty, I have fought a good fight. I like that too, boy. Fight for God. We think this ain't easy all the time. I'm a Christian. God said, let's see how much a Christian you are. I love the Lord. Let's see how you love the Lord. Let the devil say, boo, you come back in the way. You know what? But we ain't got nothing to boast and brag about. Nobody got nothing to boast and brag about. All we know, we thank God for using us. And if you want to be used, he'll use you and he'll keep you. And watch this now. Watch this. Now watch this. I'm just coming to everybody now. If you don't watch yourself, you look at yourself and you look at other folks. You be judging yourself with others. I'm not never like her. I'm not never like him. And he never gets sick. Nothing never happens to him. And let God all do better to me than doing to him. Don't be teaching. Don't be saying that mess to God like that.
All right.
God know what he doing. Because he know you better than you know your own self. If he had moved the thorns out of Paul's flesh, he would have got lifted up in pride. God does things to keep us at his feet where he can use us. Bless his holy. What the heck that voice said, Paul? Hallelujah.
Henceforth.
Watch this now.
There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
Lord have mercy.
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day.
Lord.
And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
To all who? Them. To all who?
Them.
To all who?
Them.
That love his what?
Them.
Well, are you one of the all? Look at your neighbor, say neighbor. I'm glad I'm one of the all. Who love his appearing. God Almighty. The righteous judge. Hallelujah. We ain't gonna have killing up there. No, he judge you, he ain't gonna judge you. May he allow you, he ain't gonna judge you either. Because they got to be what? Glory to his name. You may not like me. But he's gonna be a just judge, ain't that right? I'm not calling you, not just, man, but I'm just using, you don't care about me using your name. Yeah. But we got a just judge.
Yeah.
Make him just because I made you.
Yeah.
I know all about you.
Yeah.
When other folk don't know, I know it.
Yeah.
When you dream, I know it. When you think, I know it. When you look at folk wrong, I know everything about you. I'm a just judge. I'm a just judge. Well, I can hug this man right here and hit him to his guts. Stand up, man. I love you. May God bless you, man. And can't stand it. Get out of here. See, that way folks do, but I'm a just judge. I know your heart. You're looking at a lot of your mood, but I know your heart. That would make him a what? Just judge. Just like a lot of, I ain't gonna say y'all, a lot of folks. No, told lies and got married. You were married for the wrong reason in the first place. They don't say amen. I ain't gonna say amen. A lot of folks married for the wrong reason. Y'all know that. Coffee got a big house. Six cars.
All right.
Little money in the bank. Look, cause she's a little queen, like a Coca-Cola ball, but all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
You got to look farther than that. You can have a Coca-Cola bottle, but a devil in the Coca-Cola bottle. You had one that owned the house, but the devil in the house. I'm a just judge. I know more than you thought you know. That means you ought to ask the Lord for a husband. Ask the Lord for a wife. Don't just look at what they got. Sometimes you don't know what you're looking at sometimes. And you can hardly tell what you're looking at.
Right now.
Lord have mercy. Don't y'all hit me. Don't y'all hit me. Watch this now. She years ago when I was a boy, you can whistle, you know, at a woman. In a sense. You know, because that's it. But you don't know if it's it now or not. I know you. I know you better than you know yourself. So God said, I'm a just judge. Bless his holy name. Yeah. These bad times now. Can't tell what you're looking at now. I mean that. I mean that. I mean that. Think you talking to a woman, you talking to a man. You think you talking to a man, you talking to a woman. You don't know who you looking at. I don't mean no harm. No, homosexual, but I'm not saying, but you know, that's funny. Sometimes men is doing that, but that's funny. Now, what a man trying to show me?
man got to show me?
Right.
I'm talking about a homosexual man. What he got to show me?
Yeah,
get out my way and get the law. That's all you can show me. You better act the law. You better act the law and pray. Hey, what? Pray in 3 minutes? You better pray an hour now, buddy. You just jump up. Oh, you don't know what you see now. And I know I'm telling the truth. Because they all won't fool me sometimes. But he is a just judge. A judge that knows everything. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, the call to heaven is the highest prize that a person can receive. It's a call to come back home. Everybody say back home. Through Jesus Christ. That's the only way you get back is where? Through Jesus Christ. Adam and Eve made it back home because they answered the call of God. That's the only way they got home because they what? Answered the call of God. Where art thou, Adam? He answered. That's what got him back home. He answered. He didn't tell no lie. Adam, where art thou? God, but God already knew where he was in the first place. But you got to answer your own what? Self. God, so that's what got them back home because they answered the call. And to go back home to heaven, to live with God, is to answer yes. Y-E-S, what? Yes. To the calling that God's word is doing right now, God is calling folks through his word. Right now, he's calling folks through his what? Word. The word of God. The word of God. He calling folk through his word. And folks are not answering the call. But he calling. Hallelujah. Brother Pastor, yes. Why won't people answer God's call? That's a good question. Somebody listen to me right now need to be saved, but they won't answer the call. Maybe in him, maybe in the radio land, in the network, but they will not answer the call. Why? 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 What do you think? Why they won't answer the call? What do you think why they won't answer the call? Number one, because they have fallen in love with this present world. When you fall in love with this world, you don't want to hear nothing else about no other world.
All right.
That's when folk make this world here their home.
Yeah, home.
Because they think it's over, but it's not over. They think they came from here, but they didn't come from here. They came from heaven. And Jesus come down here to call us back home. They don't answer what? The call. They won't answer the call. Why? Because they have fallen in love with this present world. I love what I got more than I know what God got. What God got? I don't know, but you ought to find out. See, but this world is not your home. You got to always watch the devil. Somebody listen to me, you better watch the devil. Notice, the devil always got to offer you something. He loved to offer you something. He ain't about to be crazy. He loved to offer you something. And everything he offers you gonna kill you.
That's right.
The devil wants your soul. He ain't care about your body. He wants your soul. If the devil can offer God something, his son something, you know good well he always offered us something. Somebody looking at me right now. The devil will offer you something this week, or last week. Yeah. Somebody, I said, the devil will offer you something last week.
Right.
You know it wasn't right. Yeah. If it wasn't right, who it was? The devil.
Uh-huh.
They don't say amen. Offer yourself. You turn it down.
Well,
give yourself some credit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He always offered you something to kill you. Not to help you, but to kill you. What the devil care about me and you is nothing. He's trying to make God look bad. If he offered Jesus Christ, God's son, something, you know good and well he offered us something all the time.
You're right.
That means we got to pray up all the time because the devil always after us. God Almighty. In these last and evil days. So my brother and sister, they won't answer because they are falling in love with this present world. And my brother and sister, we stopped off on last Sunday saying, let us stop trying to prove or show to the world that we are Christian by having many earthly things. That's what we ought to stop doing. That's what we need to stop doing. Because if you got a lot of earthly things, that don't make you a Christian. That's no sign of being a Christian. That's a sign of being away from God. And some of them folks got so many things, they ain't got time to even watch their own soul. Got a little money, they got to watch their money more than they watch their soul. And this is what happened now in these last days. Look what I'm a Christian. Look what I got. Look what God gave me. You know I'm a Christian. I don't know nothing. Whatever you can show me on this earth that you can see, the devil got it too. Let me show you something the devil don't have. He don't have no true joy. He ain't got no true peace. No true love. But everything you can see, the devil can give you that. And some folks got things, don't know what to do with them. They don't know how to live and can't even sleep at night. I don't call nobody name, but a fellow named Malone, so depressed, he had to kill himself. And got money big time. Yes, still a lot of big time folk, because they got worldly things and can't even live.
Right.
They killed their own self.
Right.
And here a child of God got almost begged for bread and just sleeping all night long.
All right.
And these folks got water beds and what kind of elevator? What, all of other beds and water beds in them. Y'all know about them. What the other beds is, but all the water and still can't sleep at night. And some of God, old saints of God, had to lay on the floor all night long and sleep all night long. Here you got all this stuff and still can't rest. Why you can't rest? Because you're scared somebody gonna get your stuff. Don't hit me now. Hallelujah. Earthly thing. Stop trying to show yourself you're the Christian because you got this and that. There ain't no sign you've been a Christian. Don't let nobody fool you. That's the devil talking to you. Paul, get your Bible and look at Matthew for me. Matthew 6, 31 through 33. Bless his holy name.
Therefore, take no thought,
God Almighty,
saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink?
God Almighty.
Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?
Lord, have mercy. Take no thought. Read on, Paul.
For after all these things do the Gentiles seek.
Lord, have mercy.
For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things.
Hold right there, Paul. I need to get one more point. But listen at this. Like God ain't treating us right right there. Ain't that right? Don't just read. No. This man thinking. Look at him. For after all of these things do who? The Gentiles. What? Watch this now. Do it again. For your what? Knowest. He already what? That I need it. Why don't he give it to me? He know I need it. Why won't he give it to me? I'm his child. Why won't he give it to me? What kind of God is this?
See?
He just said, I don't believe in it. He know it. He know I need some shoes. Lord of mine. He know it. McGee, he know it. Why won't he give it to me, Paul? What kind of God is this? God, watch this. If God give us everything we ask for, He could stand us Himself. And number one, we'll think we're more than other folks. We'll get to bragging. We'll spoil. God don't want to spoil us. You give your child everything he asks for, you just spoiling your child.
That's it.
Because one day you ain't going to be able to give it to him.
All right.
God knows what he's doing. I'm going to keep you at my feet. Watch this. Now watch us right now. The average person, Christian, right now, when you're doing well, watch this now. You're doing well now. When I say doing well, you know, eating, got it, just about everything you want. They have faith.
All right.
Don't hit me.
No.
They have pray. They know they're supposed to pray.
Uh-huh.
They get on their knees, may at night sometime. And, oh, Lord. Thank you. You're good to me. Thank you for everything you done gave me. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God know how to make us pray. I said, God know how to make us pray because He found us. You don't throw God off like that because you're always giving yourself. I'm going to let you fade out why. Now, you better watch it, y'all. I'm talking to somebody. I'm coming. You better watch yourself sometime praying.
All right.
When things ain't going well with you, you have pray. You give God a little time.
Uh-huh.
But let hell break loose. You call some of your other folks, the proud warriors, all that kind of folks. But you don't call no proud warriors, we call everybody else warriors, but the proud warriors now. But when hell breaks loose, your husband don't left you, your wife gone, and you got sick or something, or something happened, children giving you hell. Oh, Lord. You know my heart. I need you, Lord. Been there 30 minutes still praying.
Ooh. Yes, sir.
He know how to make us pray. Your child, everything he wants, you just spoil in a child. Now, just think. If God give us everything we want, we'll have so much of stuff, we won't know what to do with it. And won't give nobody nothing. You'll put it in a little shed house to keep it. Somebody need a wheelchair. They ain't going to give them nothing. They don't pay for it. Y'all be giving some stuff away. See, when you keep it, God keep on giving you, you're going to keep on giving.
All right.
Amen.
It's worth tried and see. Don't you close his hand here. You got just an open, but close in this one. You want God to give you something, but you got to pass it on. As he helped you, you help somebody else. He's looking for you to help somebody across the street. He's looking for you to help somebody over yonder. But you don't got so now you're fighting up and packing up in the pack house or something. For your heavenly Father knowest that you have need of all of these things. God Almighty, he ain't going to give you everything you want. You might as well forget it.
Right.
No, no. That lady, you know, years ago, y'all stopped doing it now. You knew the claim cause. You don't learn better. You go put your hand on it. I'm not lying from the depths of my heart. I won't tell you a lie. This daughter come to me and said, Reverend Walker, she's out there in the car lot. And I told her mama. I don't bring her name up. That'd be years ago now. They're not here now, you know. Had a hand on the car. I claim it in Jesus' name. She said, the daughter went out there, you know, been out there all day. You ain't got it yet. Claim it. She ain't got it yet. God don't give you everything you ask for.
Right.
Don't you get mad with God. He's waking you up every morning.
Right.
He starts your way. When he woke you up, you knew the kitchen from the bathroom. That's enough right there. I know what you need. You just trust me. Our job, we don't want to trust God. And he promises to supply all our needs according to his riches and his glory. He ain't gonna give you everything you want.
Amen.
Stop looking at your neighbor and start what they got. Forget about what your neighbor got. I want that too. No, shut your mouth and thank God for what he already done for you. Now watch this now. You keep on begging. Watch this now, y'all, but listen to me. Keep on begging. God will take what he gave you. Now, you got something to beg for. So to thank him ain't thanking me. Now you're always begging. Now, don't beg, because you're going to beg a while now. He'll give you something to beg for. Be thankful. God is good to all of us. I said all of us. Regardless of your condition, God's still good to us. Oh, boy. That's his holy name. So I know your need of these things. Even before you act. Read, Paul, the next verse.
But seek
God of mine.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you.
But, Lord, have mercy. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not the righteousness of man, but his righteousness and all of these, what you want, will be added unto you. Seek the righteousness of God. Read the Bible. My righteous and my kingdom. See how the kingdom works. It don't work like the earth. It works different from what works down here. Seek me first. The Bible says, seek his face. Didn't it say it, y'all? Seek my face. But watch this. When my preacher stand up. Tell me, young family. Seek my faith. Hold your hand out like that. Everything he got is in his word. Instead of us looking at his faith, we ramming around in his hand. Instead of seeking his faith. Don't be so greedy. Seek my faith. And not what in my hand. That means you're looking at the world instead of looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
You sit down.
Okay.
That's what's happening.
All right.
If you're saying on radio, television, you get this, claim this, claim that. Oh, that kind of thing. Ain't got nothing yet. You ain't seeking God's faith. I ain't throwing off on nobody. You know, and sometimes I find out how folks, I ain't down on television, but I know sometimes folks need some, all of us need some. You don't know when you're going to need some. But I'm trying to see, but sometimes folks say, you send me $100. God Almighty, send me $100, and I'll send you a handkerchief. Been blessed. Been prayed over. And you can keep it in your house. And you ain't even paying your tithes at your church. And here you are sending $100 to get this one handkerchief. That he don't, who done prayed over? What done prayed over? It's just a handkerchief laying there. God ain't told us to seek no handkerchief, to worship no handkerchief. Didn't he say it, y'all? Sometimes you talk to folk, I said, man, that God, you looking well, God don't bless you. I said, what you knocking on the wood for? Right. That wood ain't got you here. We don't give him thanks. Seek him. I'm the one taking care of you. Sometimes you got this frog medicine. I don't know what you call it. In the ball. You know, a little ball in you. All that kind of stuff. Jesus told you what to do. We're seeking him. No, we're not seeking him. We're seeking what we can see. And what the witch doctor got. And all that kind of stuff. Seek me first. All of these things. Oh, have mercy. Now, stand up one more time. Seek my faith.
All right.
Not my hand. All right, now I'm seeking, see. All of these things, everybody say, all these things.
All these things.
Shall be what? If I keep on looking at his faith,
yes,
I ain't thinking about what in hand. If I keep looking at his faith, see, I'm gonna run into some, run to a Cadillac.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Seeking his faith, run into a house.
Oh.
I'm seeking his face. See, I ain't looking at his hand. See, seeking his face. I run into a healing. Bam. I couldn't walk, but now I can walk. We seek the wrong thing. Put me first. I got everything in my hands but seeking my faith. Stop looking at what other folk got so much. You don't know how the folk got that stuff. Oh, you be seated. You don't stay in that house next door. You don't know what them folks doing. You don't know what them folks doing. These folks doing everything now.
That's right. Go ahead.
You don't know how they got that stuff.
That's right. That's right.
We Christians don't run like that. God Almighty. My brothers and sisters, I got about 16 minutes. Lord have mercy. Jesus is saying, don't let these worldly things be superior over your life. Don't let them be over your life high ranking things that folks running after. Don't let it be in the head of your life. Don't put nothing above Christ. God Almighty. Paul, get your Bible right quick. Colossians 3, 1 through the 4th verse. Lord have mercy.
If ye then be risen with Christ,
listen at this.
Seek those things which are above.
Lord have mercy.
Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Lord have mercy. Read on.
Set your affection on things above. Not on things on the earth.
Set your mind where? And not where? Let's step right there. Let's step right there, baby. Y'all see what that thing said? We set our mind on things where? Not on things on this what? God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
For ye are dead.
Dead.
And your life is hid with Christ in God.
In God. We are. What do you mean by real walk? I'm dead. I'm dying to self. I ain't going to let myself control me. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit and the Word of God control my going out and my coming in. God Almighty. Yeah, I'm dying. I'm trying to get rid of Walker. Every day I'm trying to knock some Walker out the way. Get myself out God's way. Every day y'all try to get some self out the way. And set my mind on things above. Not on things on this earth. God Almighty. The devil always want to offer you something on this earth. Always throwing you. Especially if you've been born again. If you don't watch yourself, you'll be fighting things on this earth and not things in this world. I mean things in heaven, not things in this world. You have to find yourself falling. Keep up with. Stop trying to keep up with folks. Y'all hear what I said?
Yes,
stop trying to keep up with your neighbor.
Amen.
God Almighty. Don't get jealous of nobody.
Amen.
Why get jealous of somebody? Because they got this and got that. For what?
Amen.
You don't know how they get them? Why they getting them? Good to have things, but don't let the thing get a hold to you.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with having them, but don't let them get a hold to you, that's all. He said, I had these things to you, but put me what? First. Ain't no, look, I ain't doubting nobody now. Don't think that I'm trying to tell you not to have things, but you better watch yourself. God Almighty, watch yourself. The devil always wants you to seek after this world and not after the things that he brought him. Read on, Paul.
When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
He gonna come back, see. We in Christ. We in Christ, in God. We both in God. In Christ, in God. Who can mess with us? In Christ and God in God. Christ in God. I'm in Christ. Christ in God. I'm in. Who can mess with us? You hid and can't nobody mess with you. They can mess you with a little body, but they can't touch your soul. God Almighty. And my brother and sister, bless his holy name. Paul is saying, it's not about us. But it is about Christ and him crucified. It's not about us. If we can get our us out the way, God can use some of us. It's too much of us in a way. God got to step aside and let you have us in you. But when you better be used by God, he'll bless your life abundantly. It may not be with things of the world, but you have a peace. You can sleep all night long. You can have a joy, unspeakable joy. We got to understand God got the stuff money can't buy. A lot of folks don't kill themselves, rich folk. Ain't got nothing but money. Why? Because they didn't have no Jesus with them. Because you got all these things. You got to watch them all night. Put guards around your house to watch them all night. Watch your stuff. But that stuff can't help you when you get down. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. Watch it now. Crucify. Put him first. Crucified with Christ. Paul, 1 Corinthians 2, 1 and 2. Then we're going to close. Lord have mercy.
And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God.
God Almighty, I didn't come to you with big words. Because you know, I don't have no anyway. No big word. Yeah.
Bless you, brother.
Big word. I didn't come with this, you see. But speak with saying what I know. Sometimes folks get a little show themselves.
All right.
They can't see Christ for seeing you.
Right.
Oh, my sin. Jesus is the wisdom. Jesus is wisdom himself. All wisdom come from him. He never showed himself with big words. Common words. For everybody can understand. God Almighty. Sometimes folks that like to speak, I ain't down to nobody. Please don't. Don't write me no letters. Don't call me. You know, no. I ain't down to nobody. See, sometimes folks try to show themselves. When you standing up for Jesus, use what Jesus will give you. And if he use you, God will bless your life. God Almighty. Paul said, and Paul was one of the most, I said, intelligent men in the Bible. But yet still, he said, I didn't come with all them big words now. I come just with common, for everyday words. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. That's the kind of God we serve. He give you what he wants you to have. That's his holy name. Read on, Paul. That's it?
No, sir.
Okay, watch it now. We finna close. All Paul is saying, I didn't come here to point peoples to me, but I have come to show Christ what he have done for us. If you've been born again, you don't try to show you. You've got to show Christ. We dying to ourselves. We get ourselves out of his way. We don't try to show what we know, what we got, but to show nobody but Christ.
Right.
Sometimes these things get in our way. Christ can't even be seen. They in our way. We hide Christ with stuff we got and what we know. Get out the way and show nobody but Christ. That's the church job. The church don't act like the world. The church wants to be seen, but be seen not themselves, but the Christ in them. That's our job, is to show God Christ and nobody else. Your job is not to show Reverend Walker, no deacon, no nobody, no Christ, but nobody but Christ. That's your job.
Right.
You've been born again to walk like Christ, talk like Christ, live like Christ, and be seen like Christ. That's the church job. And that's the preacher job, is to preach it to you.
Amen. You're right, Pastor.
It's too much of us in the way.
All right.
I've got to be satisfied or else.
Yeah. Amen. Hey. Yes. Amen.
We running for a prize.
Yeah. Well,
God Almighty. We're already saved, but the crown waiting on us.
Yeah.
Bless his holy name.
Yeah. Three.
Yeah. And that what you running for?
Yes, sir.
A crown?
Yeah.
A price? Yeah. A prize? But it's got to be in Christ. You're going to get there. You ain't got to worry about not getting there. Everybody ain't going to be blessed the same way. You got to understand that. So don't let things bother you. We got to get that over. Don't let things of this world bother you. Now, I'm going to tell you all this about me. I'm not bragging. I ain't got nothing to brag about. Ain't nothing down here keeping me. But me going ahead.
All right.
I ain't got nothing in my way.
Nothing.
Nothing. I just want to please my God. Because I know what he got waiting on me. That means I go while I can. Lord, he let me go, I'm going. When he stopped me, I ain't going to get mad with him. I have finished my
prayer.
But I want to make sure I keep what? I don't want after stuff. I'm not bragging. I don't want after stuff. I deal with a lot of stuff. Because I know where stuff comes from.
All right.
I find out if you give, he'll keep on giving.
All right.
I ain't getting no claps on that much. I'm going to say it again. I find out, Brother Killing, If you give, he'll keep on giving. I know that for a fact. Give. And if you've been born again, he'll keep on what? Giving. Even if you haven't been born again, if you give, God's going to keep on giving you. God is a giving God.
But you keep on giving. And see on God keep on giving you.
Sometimes you give away your last $40. Give it away to somebody. Yeah. Chuck it over to you. I ain't gonna chuck it to you nothing. Let's see what this is. See that fault. See, now I don't give that fault to somebody who needs it.
Yes, sir.
You know, I ain't worried about it. Dude. Hey, may God bless you. You know, next day, maybe a week, maybe something. And stumble over fault. No. What is? Oh, hell, $55. Hell, $70 down here. Watch this. Watch this. He let somebody drop it who didn't use it. And stand you. He let me found it. When you stand you, somebody else gonna spend your money anyway. I'm not boasting. I give in a minute. I'm not boasting. My wife know that. My children know that. I give to anybody. Don't you ask me for no money, no boy. Maybe open myself up here, but wait. Hey, you better need some. Okay, now. If I got it, I give it. To help you out. And from the depth of my heart. Oh, boy, sometimes God will shower so much on you. What, where did this come from? What? Lord have mercy. Try and see. Try and see. I'm not talking about all that there gambling, all that kind of mess now. I'm talking about helping somebody. See, don't God keep blessing you. When you leave, looking for it. That's what I'm saying. When you leave, don't be worried about it. Just go on. And boom, here come. Lord have mercy. Here come. Lord have mercy. It was, sister. God knows it was. God got all power. He gives. If you give, he's going to keep on giving you. Sometimes you wonder, where this come from? Where this come from? Where this come from? We can't pay God no way you try. No kind of way. Can't pay God for waking you up in the morning. Ain't no way to pay God. That means God said, if you pay your tithes and offering, I will open the doors to one of the heaven and pour you out a blessing. But no, we won't be so steady even with that. Because we don't trust God's word. God can't lie. You give it from your heart, he's going to keep on what?
Yeah. All right. Yes, he will.
Money gets more quiet. May God bless y'all. Got to go. I hope
I
Oh, I know what God would do. You ought to trust him. You ought to trust. Try him out. Try him out. He'll take care of you. God knows he'll do. You can't fool him now. Don't try to make no crank out of him. I'm just gonna do it. No, do it from the heart. Don't think about it. And see what he do. Lord Almighty. Bless his holy name. Jesus is the Savior. He come to save, to seek and to save the lost.
What I love about the Lord, He'll save anybody. What I love about the Lord, there's nobody can do nothing so bad that God won't save you.
You can't do nothing too bad on this earth that God won't save you. You can't beat that nowhere. Paul is the chief of sinners. He killed church folks. He killed Christians. And God saved him. And look how much of writing he got in here for. That's what he come to do, save bad folks. All is bad.
That's right.
Low down. He'll save, I don't care what you done done. If you want to be saved, he'll save you. You ain't got to walk no water. You ain't got to do nothing. Walk no log, nothing. All he said, if a man just confess Jesus' name and believe Jesus is real in his heart, he said, thou shall be saved. It's just that simple. And he ain't going to save you because you just getting saved and throw you in the back room. Because you were saved when the time the other folk would say, he got something for you to do too. When you find the will that he's got for you, you'll see he used to save you. I don't believe in it. That's your business. You calling God a liar right there. He said there's a lake of fire. He said there's a hell. But you can miss hell. You can miss the lake of fire if you just trust God's word. By walking out. Not how you feel. I don't feel like it. It ain't about feel. It's about the word. Trust the word by faith. Faith walk. It's a faith walk, not a fear walk. There be a lot of folks get messed up going on their fear. I don't feel like that right. I don't feel if what God done said. The devil used with feeling. It's a faith walk in what God done said. My job and your job is to have faith in what he said. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. God, but I gotta go preach again. Somebody may want to give their life. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? You don't have to be a member of this church. Honestly, I just want you saved. That's what God wants you saved. He just wants you saved. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. Will I be one? Want to give your life to Christ and ask for a person? You may come. You may want to come by Christian experience or by letter. Will you come? He loved you. He proved it when he died on the cross. I said he proved it when he died on the cross. He proved it. He proved it. Will there be another one? 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 Don't put it off. If you're not saved, don't be ashamed to get saved. You got to die now. You got to die one day. You're going somewhere to stay now. Don't let the devil mess you. I ain't trying to fool you. It's the word of God. I was lost one time myself, but I gave my life to Jesus to be my Savior. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. you know.
Pastor Walker, we have Bondi Pittman, candidate for baptism.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Pittman, how you doing? This is the best move you ever made. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? You believe it down in your heart? I want you to confess it with your mouth that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe He died for my sin, but He didn't stay dead. He got up with all power in His name. Said, I'm giving my life to Jesus Christ. Said, be my personal Savior. Said, thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my life. Say, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Do it again. No, that's the same. Okay, okay. Tell me you're saved. Look at it. Say, I'm saved. Look at it. Tell me you're saved. Hallelujah. Don't be scared to tell folks you're saved. Shake that lady hand up. Tell her you're saved. Shake her hand. I'm saved. Tell her you're saved. Tell her you're saved. Tell her you're saved. Tell her you're saved. Tell him you're saved. May God bless you, man. We're going to let you know when we're baptized, you hear? May God bless you. Y'all can follow that young lady. Hallelujah. Bless your heart, baby. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Jesus loved us so, He said, when one sinner gets saved, y'all thought about that, when one sinner gets saved, heaven stopped and started shouting. Isn't that something? Whole heaven got to skip the shout when one gets saved. Hallelujah. Lord, we're going to our prayer from our Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Those who were born of offered me, be at the church and believe. Well, that was real time. That's real time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's hold somebody here. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Father. We thank you. We don't know what we're doing about you. To find out something that we need you. Not one day a week. We need to hear something about our life. We find out in you we live, move, and have our being. And have a little thing of moving is because of your grace and your mercy. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving souls. Keep saving souls. You come here to seek and save the lost. Open your eyes. Give them courage. Give them confidence. Give them the boldness to come to you. Give them the knowledge to know your word. I bless you that stand. You know each one of us. I don't know what some of them are going through, but I know what they do. You're the heart fixer. You're the mind regulator. Some may be in this crowd with doubts, moving down the road. Some going through trials and tests. Be with them right now. Bring them through. Let them know you're standing by their side, Lord. Be with them. Be with them. In Jesus' name. Be with them. Give them the courage that they need to make a stand for you. Some looking for jobs. Some going through a sickness. You able to fix that? That's nothing too hard for you. Thank you for doctors. Thank you for nurses. Thank you for hospitals. Thank you for medicine. But healing is in your hand. By your strength, we are healed. Touch those who need to touch right now.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And all these things. People receive all of our faith. You got the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, that's going to buy the love and forevermore. Let us all say amen. May God bless all of you. May God keep you. Thank you. Yes. Yeah.